You love podcasts, the stories, the laughs, the unexpected turns. But when this episode ends, the silence starts. Not anymore. Audiobooks.com turns that silence into your next great adventure. With over 450,000 titles, from bestsellers to hidden gems, your love for listening just found its new best friend. And because you already know the joy of audio, we're giving you 3 free audiobooks to start your journey. Imagine your favorite podcast, now with unlimited episodes. That's audiobooks.com. Keep the story going. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. Because for podcast lovers like you, the end of an episode is just the beginning. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.
This is Cruise News Today with Doug Parker.
Good morning. Here's your cruise news for Tuesday, March 28th. If you're planning a sailing on Royal Caribbean's Anthem of the Seas this summer, you'll want to double check that itinerary. The ship has been experiencing propulsion issues with one of its engines and has been adjusting its itinerary and shortening port times for this summer's voyages. The itineraries impacted our upcoming sailings through Northern Europe and the Mediterranean. Anthem is no stranger to propulsion problems. The ship first started experiencing them back in 2017, and most recently had to shorten calls to Florida and the Bahamas. In other Royal Caribbean news, Mariner of the Seas has wrapped up its dry dock, and it started its transatlantic cruise back to Port Canaveral, where it'll resume service on April 6th. And congratulations to Carnival. Carnival Cruise Line took home top honor of Best Ocean Cruise Line in USA Today's latest 10 Best Reader's Choice Awards. 2 Carnival ships also earned top spots. Carnival Horizon won Best Cruise Ship for Dining, and Carnival Sunshine won Best Midsize Cruise Ship. The awards come on the heels of a major milestone for Carnival as it recently welcomed its 100 millionth guest on board since 1972. And finally, speaking of Carnival, don't forget this weekend, Carnival Cruise Line will be increasing its daily gratuities by $1.50 starting April 1st. Standard staterooms will go from $14.50 per person per day to $16. Suites will be going from $16.50 to $18 per person per day. The last time Carnival increased its gratuities was 11 months ago. Couldn't even wait a year. May 1st, 2022. And cruise line stocks were down on Monday. Carnival Corporation down 4.8%, 8.79. Royal Caribbean down 0.5%, 60.49. And Norwegian down 2.5, 12.20. Breaking news and industry coverage at cruiseradio.net. I'm Doug Parker with Cruise News Today. Have yourself a great Tuesday.
Cruise News Today is a production of Cruise Radio. Behind-the-scenes content and extras are now available at patreon.com/cruiseradio.
If you're in business, you probably have a website, but can your site handle your growth? How many visitors before your site slows down or crashes? What about storage and data security? From web hosting to virtual servers, Pear Networks provides the online infrastructure you need to start, grow, and flourish. When it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 U.S.-based customer support is the best in the industry. No frustrating chatbots or sitting on hold for hours. Check out Pear.com today to learn more. That's P-A-I-R.com.
Ever tried reading while jogging, cooking, or even juggling flaming torches? Yeah, doesn't end well. But with Audiobooks.com, you can conquer books without the circus act. Dive into over 450,000 titles, including more than 10,000 free ones. Get hooked on a bestseller, find your next obsession, or finally read that classic you've been avoiding since high school. And here's the inside scoop. Sign up today for a free 30-day trial and snag your first 3 audiobooks on the house. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.